Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you again. Today we're going to do lesson 9, which is about Japanese at work. And as usual, I'll go through the questions and then make some comments about your answers. This time I will also read answers I have as a, you know, another model answer, making some changes maybe to the model answers given. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll read the question. And then I will read what I would say as an answer. Then I'll listen to your answer and see how, you know, yours compare and make any, you know, changes or help with what you might need. Also, because, you know, we have lots of questions we've been asked, and depending on the time, I might have some review questions from past lessons, and then also maybe just some extra questions from the 300 word book. Okay, so today's first question is, what is the retirement age of company employees in Japan? And if you notice, this was asked in 2009, mm-hmm. which was what, last year's, you know, the most recent test. And I would say my answer is, the retirement age in most Japanese companies is currently 60. However, since the age to receive Social Security pensions from the government is being increased to 65, the retirement age in some companies has already been raised. Mm. Okay. Or the last sentence can also be, However, since the age to receive Social Security pension from the government is being increased to 65, the retirement age in some companies is being increased gradually.
Okay.
Or more and more being increased. Okay. And what is your answer then for this?
Okay. It was 60, but regulation was changed. And the new retirement age is 65. However, the age is not necessary to all employees. Employees who satisfy the certain criteria are entitled to continue to work to 60. The regulation change synchronizes with the pension plan modification, that the qualification age for receiving pension is increased to 65. This new system seems to go well because most seniors wish to work over 60. At the same time, the company need the expertise, their expertise.
Okay, the companies need their expertise.
The companies need their expertises.
Experience and expertise. Good. Okay, that works fine. Good. Just, you know, again, going back to what my comment is, the reason I changed some of this model answer is old age pension doesn't sound very polite. In the answer, they have old age pension. Okay. I would avoid that word. So the American system is Social Security pension. You could say government pensions. Mm-hmm. So the age to receive government pension has been increased or something. So that's why I avoided old age. Okay. So I would not say that.
Can I say what did you say?
Social Security pensions from the government.
Pensions from the government. Okay.
Right. Is being increased to 65, or has been at, well, is being increased to 65.
Social Security pensions from government is being increased.
Right, from the government.
From the government. Increased?
Right.
265.
Okay. Right. So, you know, you don't have to go into much detail. This is fine. But the explanation is, some people, depending on when you were born, I think if you were born before 1953, 64 or 5 or something, I'm not sure the cutoff date. You receive pension at 60. And then some people born after receive pension 65. So some people working are still eligible to receive pension at 60 because they were born before 19, gosh, is it 53, 54, 52, something like that. There's a cutoff date.
Yes.
And that's why there's like a two-tier system. Mm-hmm. The United States has the same thing like that, but they increase it by in increments of maybe 3 years of birth. So 60, 65, 65 and a half, 66, 66 and a half or something. It's not just 60, 65. They have, you know, smaller increments.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. What's your answer then? What do you have for what is the retirement age in Japan?
Currently, the mandatory retirement age in most Japanese companies is 60 years old. And Social Security pension from the government has been increased to 65 years old. The retirement age in some company has raised.
Has been raised.
On the other hand, these days, due to the corporate restructuring, many companies in Japan are expanding their early retirement programs to offer premium allowances. Mm-hmm. And the retirement age varies from person to person.
Mm. Okay.
This is my answer.
Right, okay. Let's see. Can you say that again? Let's go over it a little bit. I think, let me just hear it again, okay?
Currently, the mandatory retirement age in most Japanese companies is 60 years old. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the age to receive Social Security.
The age.
To receive. Yeah, I would put that, yeah. Social Security?
The age to receive Social Security pension from the government has been increased to 65.
Yeah,
On the other hand, these days, due to the corporate restructuring, many companies in Japan are expanding the early retirement program to offer premium allowances. The retirement age varies from person to person.
Right, you could say varies from person to person, varies from company to company.
Company to company.
Yeah, that's fine. I forgot to check, but is government workers 60 or 55? Government workers, like, it used to be 55, wasn't it? Some companies a long time ago, it was 55. And I believe government workers, you know, people who work in the kuyakusho, those places, shiakusho, they had a retirement age, I believe, of 55. Wasn't it? At one time, I thought there was something they did, 55.
No, I think it's 60 over 60.
Okay, all right, yeah. At one time it was 55, it was lower, right?
Yes, I know that. But right now, no, I think
it's 60 for
already 6
for government workers.
60 or over 60.
Okay, for government workers also.
Yeah,
okay,
yes,
that's fine. Yeah, I forgot to check.
Because
I'm not a government worker.
The regulation is applied for everybody.
Oh, everybody.
In Japan.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, good. All right, so I think we're okay with pensions. If you do not want to say Social Security, it's okay. So you can say the age to receive government pensions is okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. If you don't like Social Security. American tourist would understand this much easier if you say that. Other people from Europe might not understand, or other countries. But that's how I would answer. Okay. What we'll do is go on to question two, okay? Question two asks, the Japanese are known for working long hours. Exactly how many hours do they spend at work? Okay, my answer. By law, the maximum number of hours employees may work is limited to 8 hours per day and 40 hours per week. However, this law is usually ignored, especially by small businesses, because many people work a lot of overtime. Okay? So that's what I would say. And they have here the under the revised labor standards law of 1993. That's okay. I took it out because to me it's extra you need to say. You need to memorize. But it's fine. So, you know, under the revised labor standard laws 1993, the maximum number of hours worked, employees may work, that it's okay. I just took it out because to me just it's simpler to say by law. Okay. Other than that, this law is still often ignored. Okay. They have here this, the model answer, this law is still often ignored. I said is usually because most people in Japan, I know, unless you work at a call center or a reservation center, usually stay, work more than 8 hours per day because it's just social custom more than workload sometimes. So anyway, what is your answer?
Compared to the past, work hours in Japan are decreasing in recent years. Total working hours per day accounted for 2,000 hours in 1990, but decreased 1,800 hours in 2008.
Okay.
Under the labor standard law, the maximum number of regular time hours workers may work is limited to 8 hours per day and 40 hours per week. And may I continue?
Oh, sure.
An increasing number of large companies try to set no overwork day, usually on Wednesday or Friday.
No overtime day.
No overtime.
No overtime.
Overtime day. No overtime day, usually on Wednesday or Friday. And they are not allowed to work overtime at least one day a week.
Okay, good. That's fine. Good. Yeah, be careful of overtime and overwork. Well, overtime is zangyo. What Japanese, I think you say zangyo. Overwork is karo. Yeah. So, working too much. So, be careful of overtime and overwork. So, workers work overtime and stay late. Workers overwork because they never go home and they stay in the company all day and they go to work on weekends. That's overwork. Okay? Good. Actually, you know, that most countries have these kinds of laws, but most countries, you know, workers ignore the law, companies ignore the law. This is not just for Japan. You know, America has laws how much you can work, but they also have laws about if you work so many hours, then you get overtime pay. But then if you're a salaried worker, your overtime is, you don't get, right? So it's the same in Japan. It's just a degree of how much people work overtime. But they do have laws about how much people can work and but again, most places don't pay attention. But they have to have it probably to look like a cultural, civilized country. Right? Okay, and what is your answer for this about how many hours do Japanese spend at work?
The Japanese spend around 1,800 hours annually on the average.
Annually, what was on average?
On the average.
Okay. On average.
On average.
Yeah. Okay. Take out that. Yeah, that's why I couldn't hear.
Average.
On average is the phrase. Okay. Why don't you start again? Okay. And we'll practice.
The Japanese spend around 1,800 hours on average annually. This number is based on the fact book from issued by OECD for 209. Yeah.
Okay.
And the figure is very close to the American one, but 20 to 30% more than European countries. I believe some people work much more than 1,800 hours, but some people are less than 1,800. So It depends on people themselves and job categories and industries.
Okay. And the companies, right?
And the companies, yes.
Right. Okay, good. That's fine. So, again, this is a very kind of standard answer, but I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to mention that there is a, you know, law that limits work to 8 hours per day.
And, oh, yes.
You know, states limiting work to eight hours a day and 40 hours per week. That's fine, because there is a law that says that. Okay. If we go to question number 3, it's an interesting question. Let me give some background information on it, but I'll read the question as it is in the book. It says, today, many Japanese work very hard. Why do they work so hard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was the question asked in 2006. In the guide test, if they ask you a question like this, answer positively. In a sense, I have had students when I've asked this question, for example, you know, today many Japanese work very hard. Why do they work so hard? They don't work hard. And I go, oh, okay. So at the guide test, answer an agreement with their question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it just sounds nicer. Now there's ways to say things about this, but the first thing is don't say, oh, they don't work hard. I said, oh, they don't, you know. So that's why you should just say, oh, okay, they work hard because that. But, you know, many people nowadays don't work maybe as much or something, so you could change it. So that's one thing, just be careful. Now if they ask you, oh, do Japanese work very hard? Another question. Do Japanese work very hard? Oh, well, maybe they don't work so hard. Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's your opinion. Yeah. But if they ask you a question like this, you know, for example, you know, why are the streets of Tokyo so clean? Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, they're not clean. You know, so don't disagree with their question in a sense. Okay. Even though you can say, well, there's some areas that are maybe not so clean, many places, you know, for example, you know, for large areas like Ginza or around the, you know, Hibiya in that area, they're actually very clean.
Mm-hmm.
Kabukicho isn't the most clean, but it just looks kind of, you know, that way.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of places in Tokyo which are very clean. So anyway, my answer is that. Now, what is my answer for this? Why do Japanese work so hard? Many Japanese work hard because they have a strong work ethic and a sense of loyalty to their employees, who often promise lifetime employment. Okay, so I didn't change much here. I didn't change anything. What I want to stress is loyalty.
Uh-huh.
It's with an L because, you know, students are saying royalty. Yeah, so this word in here is loyalty with an L. So put your tongue between your teeth before you speak.
Royalty.
Loyalty.
Royalty.
Yeah, with an L. So if you want to say this word correctly, you have to put your tongue ready. Loyalty.
Loyalty.
Like bite your tongue. Loyalty.
Loyalty.
And then if you say Roy with an R, your tongue does not do this. It's in the back. And your mouth is kind of funny. Like, so royalty is like kings and queens. Loyalty is like, you know, devotion. And so that's the only thing I do here. Other than that, I think this model answer is fine. Okay. So anyway, what is your answer for why do Japanese work so hard?
Mm-hmm. Okay. There are many theories about the reason. One of them, which I like, is as follows. It's a little bit long, but please.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay. One of the theories said that the reason is our culture, our character since the ancient times. We have been fundamentally farmers, like Europeans. But the big difference between Europe and Japan is the climate. Although we belong to the temperature, just like Europe, And the climate in summer is different. In Japan, it has more precipitation and the temperature is higher than Europe. Because of that, our ancestor had to fight against the weeds.
Had to fight against what?
Weeds.
Weeds. W-E-E-D-S?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's okay. Weeds.
Weeds.
No, weeds. Weeds.
Weeds.
The d.
Weeds.
Yeah, that's better. With weeds. The weeds.
Weeds. Okay. So, so it means the longer they had to, we worked to remove the weeds, the more crops they harvest, they could harvest.
Okay.
So this was imprinted to our genes. That is why we still work hard, even if we are rich now. And regardless of our companies or job category or sex or ages, we work hard. Mm.
Okay, I didn't know growing to combat against weeds.
Huh? Weeds.
Okay, I never heard that theory, but okay, interesting. All right, good. All right, what is your answer for why do Japanese work so hard?
Several reasons come to mind. One of the reasons is that Japanese have a intense loyalty mm-hmm. to their group, and it may come from a time when Japan had a feudal system, demanded to hard work and complete loyalty, in exchange for lifetime employment, and Some people say it is due to the fact that Japan has been a rice farming country for over 2,000 years. So unless they worked hard, they could not sustain their livelihood. So I think it can be said our DNA shows Japanese are very industrious by nature.
Okay. All right. Good. I think, you know, other reasons. I left this answer without being very complicated, but another reason is I think because of Japanese society and concern of others, or I don't know if concern of others, but caring about what others think of us. Oh. So Japanese spend long hours at work because if they go home early, it looks like they're not working hard, and they also think that, oh, if everybody else is working and I go home, then the other people are working late and that's not good. So for keeping the group mentality, everybody kind of does everything together. And then when people start to go home, then everybody goes home. So part of this is very social. I did not put that in my answer because it becomes more complicated to say. But that's one of the reasons. And again, I've asked this before and, you know, do Japanese work hard or do Japanese work long hours, you know, right? You know, which is they spend lots of time in the company, but are they working there? When they're in the company, are they working? Are they just spending time waiting until it's late to go home? You know, which is not nice. But again, that's something you could say Japanese also are concerned about, you know, keeping good harmony with other people. So therefore, they also tend to stay late in the company, even though they might not have much work. They like to keep the harmony and also to show that they're, you know, also a good worker by staying late, even though there's really no reason other than the social pressure. Okay, so you could add that type of thing if you like that, but it is more complicated to say. The standard answer here is actually very compact.
Excuse me.
Sure.
May I have a question?
Okay.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
I'm not familiar with the word kinben in English, so which is better industrious or diligent?
Actually, both are okay. Probably diligent is used more commonly. Mm-hmm. If you're speaking with people especially, they're very industrious. He's very diligent. So probably diligent is used more. Mm-hmm. Both are okay to use. Use what you like.
Diligent
and industrious. I don't, to be honest, maybe if I think about it more, but on the spot, I would say not much difference. Now, industrious, it might have a little different nuance about work. It's related to work. Diligent has a broader sense. He's a diligent worker. He's a diligent, studier. He studies diligently. He practices diligently. So if you're practicing the piano, he practices diligently. He's very diligent at practicing the piano. He's very diligent at studying. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, has a broader sense. He's very industrious at playing the piano, we would not say. Mm-hmm. So industrious is maybe building things or working.
Oh.
Okay. But in this sense, for this answer, both are okay because it's related to work. Diligent has a broader sense, studying or practicing, also working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go on to, if we're okay with this one, let's go on to question 4. Now, to me, unfortunately, this is one of those situations where the question and answers don't match. What I'm saying is they ask, how many holidays do the Japanese have in a year? If somebody asks me, how many holidays do the Japanese have in a year? I would say Japanese have 15 holidays. 15, meaning national holidays. Okay, now if you look at the answer, they mention the word days off. So according to Japanese law, workers have more than 120 days off per year. So the question would, if you ask the question, how many days off do the Japanese have in a year, then the answer fits. But how many holidays do the Japanese have, to me, is not, it's a good question, but the answer they've given is not, to me, what I would answer for this. So how many holidays do the Japanese have? They have 15 national holidays. Holidays, would be that. Now, in other countries, the UK, holiday is used more than vacation. So maybe if a person from the UK asks this, they might answer differently. They might be that, okay. I'm not from the UK or England or Australia. I don't know how their nuance of holidays are. In America, we say go on vacation. In England, in the UK, they say go on holiday. In America, we would not say that. But I'm not sure. I think days off work better. How many holidays do the Japanese have a year? Sometimes, I'm not 100% sure, but I think in the UK, holidays means paid vacation, paid holidays, possibly. So anyway, let's try this both. I will give, so how many holidays do the Japanese have in a year? They have 15 national holidays, plus extra. And I mean plus extras because 2nd and 3rd of January considered not national holidays, but they are holidays, right? They're company holidays. There's no name except the New Year's, but January 1st is a national holiday. January 2nd, 3rd are not. But nobody works. So in essence, they are holidays. So 15 official national holidays. Okay. The next question then when we change this is how many days off do the Japanese have in a year? My answer is Japanese workers have more than 120 days off per year by taking national holidays and paid holidays, national holidays and weekends. Plus, workers have paid vacation days in addition. So, the minimum is at least around 120 days off. Okay, let me just go through that again. So, Japanese workers have more than 120 days off per year, which includes national holidays and weekends. Plus, Japanese have paid vacation days in addition. Okay, the figure is there's 52 weeks in a year, 52 weeks with Saturday, Sunday in each week is 52 times 2 days off a week is 104, plus the 15 national holidays is 119, plus January 2nd and 3rd you add it two more days to 119, it becomes 121, which is over. Plus some people also have company holidays during Obon. Or summertime, so they also get company holidays at summertime. So, in essence, there are more than 120 days with national holidays, company holidays, and weekends. And days off for paid vacation are even extra, which can be from 10 to 20 or more days per year. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is kind of mixing it up. They have holidays, paid holidays, weekends and things. So there's lots of things that account for paid holidays or time off.
Can I say weekly holidays instead of weekends?
No, weekly holidays. I wouldn't understand which. Weekly holidays means every other week. Work 1 week, holiday 1 week. Work 1 week. Holiday for 1 week. That would be to me a weekly holiday.
So weekends
or something like that. Yeah, weekend is much better. Like daily holiday means you have a vacation every day. Weekly holidays means you have a holiday every week also. But I wouldn't know what that means. So okay, let's see what your answers are. Okay, how many days off do the Japanese have in a year?
Excuse me.
Okay, I'm going to ask the days off. Yeah, what I'm going to do after is I have lots of questions about Japanese national holidays. I'm going to try to do that at the end of the lesson today. Mm-hmm. But let's just answer, I'm going to ask the question for time off. How much time off do Japanese have in a year? But how many days off do the Japanese have in a year? It's maybe easier to answer, easier to think, okay?
Workers in Japan are guaranteed under the labor standard laws to have more than 120 days off per year by taking weekends and national holidays and paid holidays in addition.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, it's not customary for Japanese to take long vacations like Westerners.
Okay. Like people in the West or
something. Okay, like I said, Westerners. Uh-huh. And instead, almost everyone takes a vacation at the same time. For example, Golden Week, which starts from the end of April through May 5th. Uh-huh. And the Bon Vacation, usually August the 13th, 14th, and 15th.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's fine. All right, good. Let's ask him, how many days off do the Japanese have in a year?
Statistics of the central government said that Japanese took 112 days off in 2003, which is a little bit old data.
Okay.
including weekends, national holidays, and paid holidays. The number of holidays differ between industries, companies, and people themselves, individuals, and age and sex.
Okay, right, good. All right, yeah, depends on how much time people take off. Now, even though some companies have, 5 day work weeks. Many people are busy, so they work on weekends. So that's maybe, also why you're less than 120.
Yeah.
Right. Because people do, have extra time. They have to work on a holiday national holiday, they have to work on a weekend or something, so it does become less. But technically there is a set, you know, standard now of the national holidays plus the weekends, which in most major companies, you know, you have a 5-day work week.
Yes.
Right. In the old days, they used to have, 6-day work week, and then they had 5.5-day work week, where you worked, you know, half a day on a Saturday, or every other Saturday you would work, and so it was, you know, a different system. But mostly by now, everybody, you know, major companies have Saturday or Sunday, or 2 days off a week.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Again, there are different ways to express this. Paid holidays is fine. That's more British English. American English is vacation time.
No, vacation time.
Yeah, they have vacation time or paid vacation time.
Paid. It's American one?
American.
Expression.
Yeah, paid vacation. How much paid vacation do you have? How much paid vacation days do you have? All are the same thing. Mm-hmm. So how much vacation time do you have a year? Oh, I have 2 weeks, mm-hmm. which means 10 days.
10 days.
Including the weekend, so they would say 2 weeks. How much vacation time do you have? I have 2 weeks, I have 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Normally in conversation we don't say, how much paid vacation days do you have? We don't say that, but you can say that if you're more comfortable because it's clearer. But in general conversation we say, oh, how much vacation do you get each year? So vacation refers to paid vacation days because weekends and national holidays are taken for granted. Right. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go on to number 5. Mm-hmm. I've not changed very much except the ending of this model answer. Mm-hmm. Okay. So question 5 says, how do employees in Japanese companies obtain promotions and pay increases? Mm-hmm. Okay. Traditionally, lifetime employment and promotion by length of service have been the main features of the Japanese employment structure. Once someone has been employed, it is normal for their wages to rise in accordance with their length of service in the company. However, many companies now have an annual salary system based on performance. That's my answer. So what I have done is in the last, starting from 1, 2, 3, on line 3 on the right, they have with qualifications, I take that out. So the sentence going up to line 2. Once someone has been employed, it is normal for their wages to rise in accordance with their length of service in the company. Mm-hmm. Okay, this qualifications to me is very vague. I don't know what they mean, qualifications. By age or they have a license for something? You know, AKEQ or something. I don't know what they have. So I took it out. Okay. Then the last part of this sentence, I take the whole thing with a yet. Starting with yet, I changed this. However, many companies now have, and then I go to an annual salary system based on performance. So I take out, the current trend is that a small but increasing number of companies are introducing. Okay, that's long and complicated and maybe you don't need to say that. It's okay, but it's long. So, however, many companies now have an annual salary system based on performance. And also you could say nowadays, however, many Japanese companies have an annual salary system based on a combination of seniority and performance. So you could, whatever you want to say, what you're comfortable with, but you can also say, however, many companies now have an annual salary system based on both seniority and performance. Yeah, because a lot of companies still give some merit to length of service, their years in the company, plus performance. So each company is different. Okay, that would be my answer for this. And
before that, you said mixed.
Yeah, mixed, an annual salary system that is mixed. Huh? I changed it actually. I don't like mixed, but yeah, it's mixed, which is a combination of seniority and performance.
Okay.
So I think mixed makes it sound a little more complicated. So an annual salary system based on both seniority and performance is probably the most precise way to say that. Okay, so let's try. Well, maybe you, Anthony, you probably prepared something else a little differently. But let me see what your answer is. How do employees in Japanese companies obtain promotions and pay increases?
Oh, lifetime, traditionally, lifetime employment system and seniority system are the major, have been the major features in Japanese companies. Employees are promoted and the wages are raised according to the length of services in the company.
Okay, length of service. Length of service. It's singular.
Singular.
Yes. Okay. Length of service.
Service. Mm. Okay.
The length of working years.
The length of service in the company. Except for managers for whom the merit system has been applied for a long time already. At the same time, the merit system is being introduced even for younger people in the companies. And also the annual salary system is being introduced in some companies. Not so big number, but statistics says 15% of the companies are have already introduced the annual salary system.
Hmm. Okay, 15%?
15%.
Okay, so performance-based system.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, a lot of companies I do know, as I said, do have a combination, some kind of...
My pronunciation was 50?
No, I think I just want to... I think it was 15. I just want to make 100% sure, okay, that I'm hearing correctly. Okay. Yeah, it was okay. I just want to make sure again. Okay. Okay, and what is your answer for this? How do employees in Japanese companies obtain promotions and pay increases?
Traditionally, the lifetime employment and seniority system have been characteristic of the Japanese working system. And when someone has been employed, wages and promotions have been guaranteed to rise by length of the service. But in recent years, many companies are adopting an annual salary system based on both seniority and performance.
Okay, good. You used the word to rise. It's grammatically, it's correct. Can you say that sentence again? You said something about the salaries and promotion or something to rise.
When someone has been employed, wages and promotions have been guaranteed to rise by length of service. It sounds unnatural.
Yeah, what is wrong? And it's fine grammatic. Have been guaranteed to rise. It's okay. Guaranteed to go up.
Guaranteed to go up. Okay. To go up by length of service.
Go up is very colloquial. It's more, you know, go up rather, you know, words in English, verbs that have a preposition, you know, go up, go away, you know, go out, these out, up, make them sound more colloquial, more informal, more conversational. And sometimes, you know, the other word maybe it is better because it sounds more professional, but I don't know where. Have been guaranteed to rise. It's okay. It just, I don't think I would hear that from somebody speaking. That's what I think is wrong. Have been guaranteed to go up. Just sounds more natural. Have been guaranteed to rise. Mm-hmm. Or have been guaranteed to be raised.
To be raised.
Maybe that's better. Okay, all right. Yeah, there's certain words, you know, when I hear this, and it's not spoken very often, it doesn't sound natural to me, even though the grammar is fine, the word is fine. It's just people say certain words and they, you know, don't speak certain words. And of course, you have that much, much more in Japanese, right? Your spoken language is much different than your written language. So I think you can understand what I mean. If somebody speaks like a book or newspaper, it sounds a little funny, right? But if you, you know, if you write like you speak, then it looks funny. So, in English has that a little bit too. Okay, let's go to question number 6. This question is actually, you know, not difficult. Everybody understands the reasons, but saying these reasons is complicated and difficult. Okay. Now, in the model answer, they have, you know, it's fine, except they have a little bit of things that are not parallel. What I mean is they have the first thing is, you know, for it just sounds a little not parallel. Well, I would put because this, because this, because this, because this, and make it very clearer grammatically. And the first one they have here, you know, why do, the question is, why do Japanese employees often leave their families behind when they transfer to their other, to other towns? That's fine. Okay. Families often, employees leave their families behind when they transfer to other towns because, you know, the family would rather stay behind to care for elderly parents for reasons relating to home. So what they have done is this, it's, it's hard to explain, but this, because the family rather stay behind to care for elderly parents. That's one, to care for elderly parents. Then they have, for reasons relating to home ownership. And the way it's put placed here, it doesn't match. You know, related to care for elderly parents. For reasons related to home ownership. It just for some reason doesn't match as well. So I would put, you know, why do Japanese employees often leave their families behind when they transfer to other towns? They often leave their families behind because the families need to take care of elderly parents. Make it one sentence. And some other reasons are because they own a home. Because the spouse works. And because the children go to school and they don't want to change the children's schools. Then the rest. And since Japan has an extensive air and travel network, or Japan has a very good transportation system, it's possible to spend weekends with family while living and working in another town during the week. Okay, so I would kind of break the first part about taking care of elderly parents, or to take care of elderly parents. And then some other reasons are because they own a home. The spouse works. The spouse also works. The children go to school. And they don't want to change the children's schools. Because in Japan, some prestigious schools are difficult to get into, and you can only get into these schools if you start as a first-year student. Or, you know. Okay? That's my answer. I'd kind of fix it and do that. Now, if you look next week, there's more questions about work and business. And on page 43, they have, what is Tanshin Funin? It's basically the same. One's in English, why do they leave their families behind, and what is Tanshin Funin? But if you look, the answer is a little different. And actually, the one for Tanshin Funin for grammatically works a little better. Okay, so if you look at, you know, both of these, maybe by next week, the Tanshin Funin and this, you could make, you know, an answer. It's not complicated, the idea, but how to say it. Okay, so whose turn? Your turn. So why do Japanese employees often leave their families behind when they transfer, when they are transferred to other towns?
The practice is common in Japan because it's sometimes quite hard for the entire family to move to a new city. The family may have a house loan, or the spouse may have a work, have a job.
Okay.
to relocate the entire family is not always the best solution because it may take a long time for children to get used to a new school. And there is also a concern about the elderly and care for elderly parents. And some fathers have no choice but to leave their family behind, very reluctantly.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that works. That's fine. Yeah, what they're trying to be careful of fathers. I don't know of any situation so far where the lady, the wife, has been transferred. Now, it's very possible, I don't know everybody in Japan, it's very possible the wife will be transferred. You know, but most cases it's always, you know, husband transferred. You know, so, but that's why we don't want to say the wife works. Because we don't want to make, you know, this thing, this sexist. So in your case, that's why the husbands are reluctant. Maybe that's why you need to say that's why the workers are reluctant, but they need to go or they have to go or something.
Some people have no choice but to leave their family behind.
Good, that's where people is fine. Good, yeah. So again, try not to make it sexist, you know. But, you know, unfortunately, I think it's a very sexist type of, you know, activity where the wife usually is not transferred and the father stays home. I've never seen this, but it's possible. I'd love to hear situations like that. Okay. In America, it's maybe more common a little bit, but in America, it's easier to move. In your answer about having a loan payment, do you have a loan? Is that what you said? They have a loan?
House loan. It sounds natural.
No, it's natural. The problem is, I would just say they have a house. The loan, you could go to Hokkaido, Okinawa, still pay the loan. Okay, if you know what I mean. Having the house, owning the house is they don't want to leave the house. Paying the loan, they could go to Chiba and, you know, still pay the loan. So the loan is not, to me, the main point. It's owning the house. Right, so they own a house. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's make it clear. So that's fine. Good.
Well, you said...
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, give you the microphone. Thanks. Uh-huh.
You said don't use the sick...
sexist words? Like
sexist.
Sexist. S-E-X-I-S-T.
I-S-T. Sexist.
Yeah, that's like, uh-huh.
Can I say businessmen and women? Or
that's fine.
Or just, if I say businessmen, it should be avoided?
Yeah. Yeah.
Businessmen and women.
Yeah, or employees, it's okay.
Employees.
Workers, yeah.
Workers.
I know this is a very, you know, it's hard to avoid because everybody thinks of the man, but I think nowadays to sound good, you shouldn't just mention the men, businessmen. Although, again, this is something, you know.
So to American, it's sounds strange.
Well, I don't know, just to Americans it sounds strange. The idea is nowadays all of the language should not be sexist, regardless, you know, American or whoever. I think continuing to sound sexist continues practices. So I'm always trying to be very fair, you know.
Okay.
So think of being very fair in the interview because there could be, you know, interviewers could, you know, be female. They could be very sensitive.
Okay.
So, okay. What is your answer why Japanese leave their families behind when they transfer to other towns?
Okay. The main reason is schools of children. The parents don't like to move children from the current school to a new school. And also, they would like to provide children with consistent education and to make the children keep the friends. So let the children keep the friends.
Okay.
And there are many other reasons, which I think which are minor. But for example, or keeping houses, taking care of parents, all these things still exist. But the children's problem is a most big issue. Yeah. And because
it's the biggest issue, you think?
Biggest,
I think
biggest,
the biggest
yes.
issue. Okay.
In Japan, because trust between husband and his wife exists, their separation is not a big matter, is my belief.
Okay. All right, and they can visit. Japan is smaller than other countries. It's bigger than some countries, but, you know, compared to some places, it's smaller. So,
yes.
And the transportation system is so good, they can actually visit each other,
yes.
you know, often.
In weekends,
right.
Yeah, they can go back to the homeland.
Right. You know, in countries, again, America, Canada is very large. So
yes.
going from West Coast to East Coast, flying it, just an airplane, it takes 5.5 hours or about 5 hours or something. So, you know, that's a long time. Plus getting to the airport, everything. So it's not as easy as taking Shinkansen to Osaka or something,
yes.
you know. Okay. Another thing that this is maybe more common in Japan is because a lot of this Tanshin Funing is back and forth and back and forth. Now, in other countries, just to let you know, in America, usually when you're transferred, it's permanent until your next transfer. So they don't say, okay, you're going to go from, you know, Los Angeles to Chicago for 2 years. It's possible, but most of the time, you're being transferred to Chicago. Hi, boom, you don't go. And then when you're in Chicago, after a while, okay, well, we're going to transfer you to New York, so you go. So there's no definite pattern in other countries about this, or I should say in America, maybe some other countries are like Japan. But in Japan, usually it's you're going to be Tanshin Funing for, what, 2 years, and then you come back.
Mm-hmm.
And you work in Tokyo or wherever the main company is, and then you go out. You know, banks and insurance companies do this a lot, right? They send employees. People who work in manufacture go to the home office, then they go to the factory. Then they come back to the home office, then they go to another factory. But in America, once you're transferred, you're there until the next transfer, whenever that is. It's not like 3 years, 2 years, whatever, many times. So that's why when you're transferred, you move everybody.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah?
Okay.
So some people like to ask me these background questions, but yeah, that's why the Japanese system is a little different, because usually they have a number of years, right? Maybe it's not 100% sure, 2 years or 3 years, but it's not 10 years.
No.
Right? But in America, it's usually oftentimes permanent. You're being transferred to Chicago. Go.
Mm. Never come back.
Well, it can, you can, but it could be another position. You could try again. Uh-huh. Or there's different situations, but a lot of times transfers go in one way.
Oh.
So that's why people move when they're transferred.
With family.
Yeah, otherwise don't go with no job.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good. Okay, let's go after the break to finish the other question, but we'll take a break first.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.